What steps should a girl that got dumped follow to get an ex back? Why would no contact fail?
Why would it fail? Well, you never try to keep somebody that doesn't want to keep you. And if you've been dumped and your, in this case, ex-boyfriend doesn't want to give you another shot, you're going to say, well, I'm not interested in just being friends. And if you're not interested in romance, have a nice life. If you change your mind, get in touch. And then you walk away and you never look back. Because if you stay with somebody hoping to change their mind, it's demeaning to yourself. It communicates that you don't love and value yourself and you don't believe in yourself enough to recognize if somebody doesn't want you and won't make the effort and doesn't want to be in a relationship, that you'll find somebody else. It may take you several years, however long it takes. You're willing to focus on what it is that you want. It's the ultimate act of self-love, is to not try to keep somebody who doesn't want to keep you. And so that's, it's not you're using no contact as a strategy to manipulate. You're saying, I'm not going to participate here if we're not going to be together. Maybe he says, I don't want to be exclusive. I don't want to date other women, but let's still hook up. And she's like, I don't want that. So if you want exclusivity or marriage or family or whatever, or you want this particular guy back and he's not willing to give you what you want, strongest negotiating position is being able to walk away and mean it. Because if you stick around, then you have to put up with a situation that's not to your liking. But if you leave, that person, the ex-boyfriend, can come back and agree to give you what you want, like we were talking about earlier with Dominic and Ashley, where he got a vasectomy and she was 25 at the time, he was 50, 51, and she's like, I want babies, and he's like, I don't want any more babies, and she's like, I'm out. And they split up, they both started dating other people for, this went on for like only a couple of weeks, and then they got back together. And he agreed to get a vasectomy. I think he put it off for like 6 or 8 months, I think it was. Because it needed to be in a time where he could recover. Because when you get things sewn back together, they put you under. But when you get the tubes cut, it's like an outpatient thing. But when you have to reassemble the plumbing, it's a lot more involved. They got to kind of open you up a little bit down there. And and then there's like several days where you can't walk or move around. And so he put it off, I don't know, 6, 8 months, whatever it was. I think it was during the holidays.
Yeah, that hurts. But,
you know, within a minute, because a doc is like, ah, it'll probably take you 3 or 4 months before, you know, you got to prime the pump a little bit. You got to get little swimmers to fill up the pipes again. And I think it was a little over 3 weeks, or actually right at 3 weeks, that, I mean, she got pregnant right away because she wasn't on anything. And he obviously was shooting blanks before that, before the surgery. So, but in that particular case, she was like, I'm out of here. And at first, he was like, hey, you know, cool. And we did some videos about it. And everybody was like, oh, they still love each other. They're getting back together. And after Dominic thought about it for a few weeks, he's like, it'd be selfish of me to not give her kids. I don't want to lose her. So they got back together. Eventually, he has a vasectomy. And then, I don't know, a year or so after that, they got married. And I got a baby, 1-year-old down there. I think getting ready to start working on their second one. So at the end of the day, if the person is not, same thing as buying a car. This is basic leverage and negotiation. If the other person won't give you what you want, you got to leave to go find what you want. If you're trying to negotiate for a car and all you got is 20 grand and the dealer's like, I want 25, it's, you either come up with additional money if they're unwilling to come down in price or you don't get a car. And so if you're looking for a deal, then you just go find another car. And then as the days go by, if that dealer is like, man, that's, maybe we can get him $2,250. And they're like, I only got 20 grand. That's it. I don't have any more. I don't want to do any financing. A couple days go by, maybe a week. They're like, man, this guy goes, he's the only person that's been interested in this car. If we don't sell it to him, then we may lose this buyer. And we, you know, we're kind of slow this month. We need some more sales in the pipeline. And so the dealer might call back a couple of days later and go, hey, we, you know, it's the end of the month and the owner or the manager wants to move these cars. We got too many cars. So if you're still interested, we'll sell it to you for 20 grand. And so, in other words, they walked away in a minute. They weren't coming back unless you were willing to sell it for 20 grand. And in this case, if the guy doesn't want to be with her, maybe he doesn't want to be exclusive, you walk away because she says, I'm going to go find a guy who wants to give me what I want. She doesn't stay involved with somebody that says no or, hey, I'm going to date other people. And I'll only do an open relationship. Because if you stick around when he doesn't want to be exclusive, then you're acquiescing to his demands. And then your needs aren't getting met. And then you're going to be upset and unhappy because you're going to suffer because you want reality to be different. You want the person to be committed to you, but they won't commit.
Or you're going
to so you're going to be upset because you're hoping to change their mind. The reality is not what you want it to be. So then you suffer all the time. You feel miserable. Instead of seeing reality as is and going, this dude ain't going to give me what I want.
Which is why, in that case, no contact does fail in that situation.
Then it doesn't matter. Yeah. He's not going to give you what you want anyways. And again, if no contact failed, it's, well, you either get them back or you get somebody that's going to give you what you want.
Yeah. It depends.
They're unwilling to give you that, standing around, you know, trying to change their mind. It's not going to happen.
That's one of the things I've learned when it comes to no contact. You can't really guarantee that anything could happen. So if it's just
it not... puts you in the situation where it's the strongest point of leverage. That's what you want. From a negotiation perspective, you want as much leverage as you can get. And if you're at a negotiating table and what you want and what they want is not aligned, you ain't going to have a deal. Mm-hmm. So if they... it's like the car dealer. That's why you leave the dealership. If you're at the dealership and they're like insisting on 25 grand, but you only got 20, the longer you sit there, they're like, oh, this guy's going to cave. He's going to give us, you know, he'll do a finance agreement for the extra five. But if you leave, you're like, well, this is all we got. We got to go find a dealer that's going to sell us the car that we want. And that's what you do. That's why you leave. They're not willing to give you what you want. They can call and change their mind. Doesn't mean that they're going to. Somebody might come in right after you left and pay the 25 grand. Mm-hmm. So it's, and then somebody might come along with that ex-boyfriend and be cool with an open relationship if that's, you know, what he wanted, but she wanted exclusivity. And then he gets what he wants, the other girl gets what she wants, and the person that got dumped eventually find somebody to give them what they want. But you're not going to get what you want trying to change somebody's mind that doesn't want to change it. Scarcity creates value. If you're not there, then your mind's going, where are they? Did they buy something else? Did somebody else give them the car for 20 grand? Did they meet somebody else? Did they find somebody better? Like what you found on multiple occasions with the same dude.
Mm-hmm.
You dipped. Call me if you change your mind. And he changed his mind. He kept coming back.
Yeah. That's what, like I was saying with no contact, you can't guarantee anything. I mean,
contrary to... But it's the best option because it communicates what you want and you act congruent with what you want.
Yeah. Contrary to what happened to me, like I said, it doesn't guarantee anything. Could something happen? Yes. But at the end of the day, you just have to assume that nothing's going to happen unless something changes.
Yeah. If you walk away and they let you go, well, then you know where you stand. Mm-hmm. They could definitely live without you.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be with somebody that's like would jump fences to be with you, not somebody that's like, you don't want a fence sitter.
No.
You want somebody that's like, hell yeah, I'm down. I'm all in.